It's Wednesday already.
Yeah, man.
Every Wednesday is Christmas. We celebrate with the Christmas wish.
Yeah.
Ooh, came out from your elves. Break it off for Santa one time.
Christmas once a week. Today's letter comes from Meridian, Mississippi. Oh, speaking of Mississippi, shouts out to the king of Mississippi. My brother Al Joyner.
Hello, good morning.
Christmas wish. Lasagna Easterling, your Christmas wish has been granted. Dear Tom Joyner, I'm a single mother of eight. One of my children passed away in 2014 and my two eldest have moved on. My younger five are living with me. I work as a high school substitute teacher. I was fortunate to work every day, but because I earn a flat hourly rate instead of a salary, my income is limited. I'm struggling trying to make ends meet. I've had no lights or water since the beginning of May when my children and I moved to a cheaper house to rent. I paid for my rent and deposit, but I have no money to get my electricity or water turned on. I thought I could just transfer my utilities to the new place and make payment arrangements like I've done in the past, but because of an outstanding balance from my last residence, that can't happen. Tom, I'm hoping that you would grant my Christmas wish so I can properly take care of my children. I have no stove or refrigerator in the new place because I could not get the oven out of my other house and the refrigerator was already broken. My Christmas wish is to ask you for some help to get my utilities turned on and a new stove and refrigerator. I'm afraid that our circumstances are about to become even harder during the summer months when I'm out of work. She's a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
I have no one else to turn to since my family lives far, far away from me. I did try community services, but it has been 2 weeks and I haven't heard anything. Please help me for my children's sake. Signed, Lasagna Easterling of Meridian, Mississippi.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Santa Tom?
Yeah, we're turning on the electricity.
Yeah.
And the other utilities, the running water, and a brand new refrigerator and oven.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
And don't forget to use the box. Because you got five children.
And they will have a lot of fun.
They can build a fort. Have a lot of fun.
Roll, yeah. Oh, my God.
That stove box and the refrigerator box and five
box in one day?
Don't take that. Don't take that. Leave that to
man. Yeah. That's the best Christmas wish of all. That big box.
That big empty box, man.
Okay, I think we should go on now.
Move on.
Oh, yeah. I was just told they don't come in boxes anymore.
No.
They don't?
No.
Oh, what's the fun in that? they took away the big boxes?
They bring them out of that, and then they just deliver the stove and the... I don't know about the stove, but I can't tell you about the refrigerator.
That is so messed up.
I'm sorry.
That is. That's jacked up. Demand the box. Demand it.
I think we should move away from box talk. I really do.
You never had fun in the box?
You've never played in the box?
Never played in the box?
Are you asking me?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
20 minutes. 20 minutes before the hour. Here's the new one from Vivian Greene.